This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. This morning, Americans are still processing what happened following protest over the death of George Floyd as National Guard personnel continue patrolling U.S. cities. Floyd, an African American, died Monday while in the custody of white police officers from the state of Minnesota. Police have arrested more than 1,600 people in 22 U.S. cities, according to the Associated Press. The National Guard was called up in about a dozen states and the District of Columbia. They were deployed just outside the White House. You can hear law enforcement firing pepper spray as crowds taunted officers. Nearly one-third of the arrests came in Los Angeles, California. Protesters chanted Black Lives Matter, some within inches of the face shields of officers. The state's governor declared a state of emergency and ordered the National Guard to back up the city's police officers. LA's police chief says they helped control the situation.
We go to locations, we secure it, we even make arrests, and then only to have to come back to the location because others come in behind us. So this is going to allow us to hold ground at hundreds of locations and without taxing our police resources, which will allow us to go out and ensure the safety of communities.
Just under 19 hours after launching from Florida, two NASA astronauts arrived at the International Space Station aboard SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule Sunday. This marks the first U.S. space capsule to do so with a crew since 2011. The station's current crew greeted the SpaceX Crew Dragon at an on-schedule hatch opening about an hour ago after a tense automatic docking sequence successfully linked them together. This is VOA News.